And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goober, goober.
Good evening.
Well done.
You've
found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And, yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry we're late.
It's late, I know.
I'm sorry we're late. We've been busy.
Just as.
We've been busy. I've been doing gigs and I've been away from home and you've been up to your balls in...
I've been ill.
Oh, that's right. All right, Tone, wind your neck in. This is the Needles.
It is.
And on this week's show, I'm gonna start doing this. I'm going to do it at the start, yeah? On this week's show, we've got music from the Bleach Boys.
The Bleach Boys.
The Bleach Boys.
The famous Bleach Boys cover band.
We've got the Bleach Boys. We also have a Collision. Sweatmaster, Blind Assassins, Bloody Irish Boys, and first up will be UK Subs. We're not mucking about.
No.
We're not mucking about.
All right.
And I'm playing catch up this week. Some things we've been meaning to do for a couple of weeks I've got in mind.
Oh, really?
For us.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. And
you've got a plan.
I have got a plan, yeah.
Ah.
And
I'm sure I'll learn what it is.
You can reasonably say fuck MySpace this week.
Yeah! Fucking yeah. MySpace!
And I'm going to be nice about BT Podshow.
Okay.
I'm going to be very nice about iTunes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're just going to be generally nice.
I'm going to say thank you to a couple of listeners. Oh. And I'm going to really wind up a girl called Lizzie in Newport.
Nice.
No, that's about the size of it. Should we crack on with the first one?
Oh, I think so.
We should. Because we're late, so we want...
Yeah.
Out there in Punky Radio
land. Better late than never, though, eh? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Well, kind of.
Who do we think we are? Air out my shorts. first up, UK Subs. Now, we played the B-side to this the other week, didn't we? That was because it's from Jet Records, Jet 13 Records, yeah?
Yes.
Right, and because our mate Jet, who's in half the punk bands in the world,
yeah,
he's twinned with Ellis.
The ones Ellis aren't in.
He's twinned with Ellis.
Yeah.
Right, and Jet is now in UK Subs, and UK Subs at the moment are signed to Jet 13 Records. They're bringing someone else out with them. So Jet said, look, why don't you play this? Now, he sent us this to play, but then we end up playing the B-side, but we're going to play this one now. It's called 666 Yeah. Now,
okay.
I'm going to tell you right up front that UK Subs website is uksubs.com.
All right.
Right, but what I want to know is, what is Jet 13's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Jet13Records.
Oh, bollocks, I was hoping you wouldn't do the records. You're right again. I really thought I was going to beat you this week as well. Yeah, it's MySpace.com/Jet13Records. Jet 13 will be on our MySpace top friends, but I don't think UK Subs ever added us. They might have done. If they did, they'll be on the top friends as well. But anyway, this is 666. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That rocks. Da-na-da-da-da. This is the Planet Smashers. See,
it
this
is.
Starts, we start dancing, don't we?
Great band.
It's superb. Hey, we nearly weren't able to do a MySpace top comments. Those of you that are
dirty
regular listeners
MySpace
of the show.
MySpace bastard. Dirty MySpace.
We nearly couldn't start off with MySpace latest comments because someone... It's not MySpace's fault, is it, to be fair.
Yeah.
Some spammer.
No, it's MySpace for their dirty, rottenly written code.
Some spammer.
Some spamming bastard broke our page.
Well, yeah, but they broke into someone else's profile.
And then broke our page.
And then they left a spammy bastard comment on our thing that we couldn't work out how to... It just froze
it
our comments,
broke our
didn't
page!
It broke our page, yeah. All right, Tone.
Fuck MySpace!
Yeah, all right.
Sorry.
You want to stay calm this week?
I know.
Because of that neck and... It's all that...
My neck hurts.
It's all that carrying water on your head that you have to do in the third world.
This is true.
The middle of Sherwood Forest. You have to walk 4 miles for water.
I am a water bearer.
And you are too.
And I'm Aquarius. Will you stop shouting into that microphone?
It was kind of that way.
You just cool your boots, man.
All right.
If I was the Cadbury's Caramel Bunny right now, I reckon I could soothe you. Speaking of which...
Yeah.
Right. Who, in your opinion... I'm going to give you three choices.
Right.
Who, in your opinion, is the sexiest ever cartoon rabbit? Right. Is it A, the Cadbury's Caramel Bunny? B, Jessica Rabbit?
Wasn't it Rabbit?
Or C, Bugs Bunny in lipstick?
Can I take the fifth?
I haven't done the fifth one.
All right.
Sorry, one
obviously, but Jessica Rabbit, that's what sprung to mind.
The Cadbury's Caramel Bunny was voiced over by...
Don't know.
Miriam Margolyes, who is...
Don't know.
Nursey from Blackadder.
Ah, really?
Suddenly not so sexy, is she?
I don't know.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. Right.
Nurses.
Let's face it, you've waited a long time, you've had to go overseas. Punky MySpace, ladies' comments, we do the top five. I think we've got a top six this week, but there is a good reason for it.
Right.
Because the first one we're doing is an extra comment, and if you would like to leave us a comment, myspace.com/punkyradio, but not if you're a naughty spammer.
No, if you're going to break our profile.
If you break our page...
I'm going to ask Tom how to fix it.
You'll make Tony angry. And we did ask Tom, and he got back to us.
Yeah, fucking Tom.
He got back to us to say, let me think about it a bit. I'm fixing that now.
Oh, bit busy counting my money. Can I come back to you?
I sent anyone back going, sorry, Tom, we've sorted it ourselves in safe mode.
Tom Wanker.
Safe mode is my favourite. Safe mode is my favourite. La, 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 la.
Hey.
Spam, la, 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 la. Wank. First comment from Hispanic Stomp. We played two tracks from the Hispanic Girls CD last week. Free to download. Listen to last week's show for details. Anyway, they come with this. Thanks a lot from the Hispanic Stomp artists and crew for playing tunes of Annabelle and Rarest. Listen to the show. Very funny. And the music's okay as well. Greetings from Spain, Hispanic Stomp. Which is interesting because they've only said the music's all right and two of the tracks were theirs.
Fair enough, isn't it? Modest, that's what it is, it's modesty.
Hey guys, great show last week.
Hello.
I'll tell you what, the blunt cunt strikes again, but it's now been mutated to make the worst kind of monster ever. On Wednesday, I went to my kitchen to get a coffee, and when I got there, what did I find? My chav sister, (shaming I know), listening to her shit, Pinky and Perky shit. But when I listened closer, I heard it was only "You're Fucking Beautiful." chavved up. It's one thing to cover a good song, it's another to cover a ridiculously shit song. It's like making a shit and piss sandwich. Both are bad enough. Don't join the two. Small kids will die.
Fucking hell.
It was lucky I didn't. I couldn't help myself from yelling, "Uber Kinsir!
Kinsir!"
repeatedly at her stupid radio and taking the CD and snapping it in two. Good for me and the world of Punky. Keep on trucking, you lovable Smacktardian freaks. Elliot. A.K.A. I am Mr. President. I'm Mr. President.
I'm Mr. President. Aww.
He's in the Beach Boys. I am Mr. President. Call me that now. The name Elliot is crap. We'll be the judges of what we call you.
Elliot.
As far as we're concerned, it's Elliot. Let you have fun with that finger. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Oh, I'm sorry. Milky Pants. Uniting fans, bands and podcasts across the lands, indeed. And I've got a new listener to my podcast, thanks to you, Punky, Kathleen from Brantford, Ontario. Canada. Heard you mention it's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast, (, and it's a Frog's Life .net/podcast. and checked me out. This is an advert,
isn't it?
Although how she could understand what you were saying about me and Michola is quite frankly beyond me, given how fucking shite your Scouse accent is. Let me know next time you're in Liverpool, and I'll act as a lolla interpreter for you. Graham.
Graham.
Liverpool, UK. It's the Frog's Life podcast.
I don't know. I was Liverpool. He didn't show up then, did he?
I don't know where he's from. Sexy Tony.
Thank you. Hello.
And Paul.
Yeah.
Punky rocks like sex.
It's the Tony and Paul show.
I'm not surprised that you moved into the comedy list, but it is a bit gimpy, seeing as tis about music. Bet meh. Don't know what that means. Vote for you guys too. And anyone and any other reject reading this who hasn't voted, fucking vote now, you freak. Biff. Oh, Biff's from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Sexy Tony. Can't do it again. So anyway, you've got a 16-year-old female admirer in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Hang on a minute. There you go.
Yeah, turn that. Oh, I haven't turned mine off either.
Turn that off. Okay.
Holy shit! Those might just be some of the best CDs ever created. One thing, though, you distinctly said over 100 punk tracks, there are only 92. Haha, they fucking rule, though. Benny.
Right.
He's Jewish, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Sorry, man, that we
Yeah, we got them to him, though. Hey,
sorry,
you know.
Mate, that we were 8 tracks short of the 100, but...
Right.
I did include a bonus CD. Paul B's last CD.
Did you?
I lobbed in for him for it being late.
Aww.
Which has got 12 tracks on, some of which are punk, so he can go fuck himself.
Too right.
That's 104 in my book.
Fuck
it. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Benny,
he's complaining about
I'm
that.
Sorry it took as long as it did, but there is proof that if you win a competition on Punky, you do eventually get the prize. And this is interesting. I'm reading this out from Repusera.
Who?
Repusera.
Who?
Repusera.
Okay.
How long John is going for?
No, let's just carry on with it.
Repusera.
Oh, God.
Because.
Yes.
Nacho.
Nacho.
Okay, our friends. Listen to me. Listen to Ignacio. I know it is fun to wrestle a nice pile drive to the face or a punch to the face, but you cannot do it because it is in the Bible not to wrestle your neighbor. Chancho. So you've never wrestled? Nacho. Me? No. Come on. Don't be crazy. He's Italian now. Listen, I know the wrestlers get all the fancy ladies, the clothes and the free creams and lotions, but my life is a good... Oh, he's French now.
It's a good guy.
Really good. He's from all over the world, this fella. I get to wake up every morning at 5 a.m. and make some soup. I'm going to do it in Italian. It's the best. I love it to get to lay in a bed of myself all of my life. It's a fantastic. Repousseur. French, I reckon.
Nice.
French, Spanish, Italian. Nacho Libre. Did we or did we not watch it last night?
We did indeed watch it last night.
And I liked it.
That's fortunately, isn't it?
I liked it. That's how I thought.
I thought it was better than Napoleon Dynamite, which I thought was atrocious.
Yeah. See, I thought Napoleon Dynamite was really good, but I like comedy slapping and steak throwing.
Right.
Now, I reckon I'd probably waffle
on. I like witches.
I've waffled on a little bit longer than I meant to hear. But
okay, do you want to bring this over to the next part?
Podcast Alley, what are you doing? What have you got down next?
Podcast Alley.
I'll do it next, yeah?
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Do the song and then do that.
Okay, okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, because that's going to take quite a long time to read out, isn't it?
It looks quite long, doesn't it? But it is in big font.
I could very quickly do...
Nah, let's do another song.
I was going to say Canard and iTunes, but okay, we'll do the next song, Tone. Fucking hell, look at me, listen to you.
Had to happen one day.
Yeah, all right. This is the...
Today's the day.
We haven't played the bloody... I can't talk this week, can I? We haven't played the bloody Irish boys in a bit, have we? We played Neck the other week.
Yes.
We played Neck.
We did.
And then we slagged off St. Paddy's Day for a fortnight.
Yep.
And now we're playing the bloody Irish boys.
Wicked.
I think that's absolutely
we
fair
We can't
enough.
Play Neck again with my neck.
No, we can't play bloody Irish boys with my blood.
Anyway.
What we'll play? So...
Yes.
They sent us this. This came out in 2005. It's called Drunk Rock.
Drunk
and
Rock.
The bloody Irish boys, I can't remember where they're from. Oh, I'm going to tell
Ireland?
You. Lancaster, Ohio.
Oh, they're not even from Ireland.
They're Irish-American tone. They tell everyone they're Irish and all their songs about Ireland and beer and Guinness and that.
Okay.
They're honorary Irishmen. I wonder if they celebrated St. Patrick's Day.
I'm sure they did.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
St. George's Day,
they went in. Anyway, they're kind of punk pogues.
Punk pogues?
I like them. This is on Six Sad Records, good label.
Mm-hmm.
And we played Beer Is Good, Beer Is Great before, didn't we, I think? I think we played that one.
Beer.
But we're going to play the first track of it, which is called Enniscorthy in a Bottle. Enniscorthy. I had a chicken. Enniscorthy in a bottle.
Okay.
The rattling bug.
Right.
You're a wild swarthy.
Just get all your accents out in one go. Come
all
on.
Look, start it.
Go on,
start then. Because it's got a... Oh, yeah, I've started.
Fucking hell.
It's got a long start. What I want to know, Tony, is what is the Bloody Irish Boys website?
BloodyIrishBoys.com.
Oh, yeah. No, it's... It's TheBloodyIrishBoys.com.
Oh.
Come on, it's one all. It's one all. This is Enniscorthy in a bottle. I tell you, Enniscorthy. Enniscorthy in a bottle. I had a chicken.
I had a what?
I want me gold.
There'll never be a United Ireland.
Shut up, Reverend. Is the Bloody Irish Boys then. That's good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's good happy beer music, that. I like that.
It does make me want to drink.
It makes you want to drink?
But then again, so does everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have thought about that a bit, sure. Yeah.
Fair point. It does make you want to drink. And this makes me want to screw.
Okay.
This is the Cemetery Surfers. Right then, so.
Yes.
What? Podcast Alley then.
Right.
Now, we really want people to vote for us this week. It's a new month.
It is.
We really want you to vote, particularly as we're second, legitimately.
Are we?
Yeah. Soupy
Bastard.
Fucking Gatto, this new fella, popped up from nowhere.
Gatto.
Early. Yeah,
oh,
soup
cake.
Yeah, soup cake, though. Soup cake.
I don't know cake, though.
It's quite clearly, there's quite clearly some jiggery-pokery going on there. I've had a listen to the show.
Yeah?
It's fucking rubbish, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's cake.
Yeah, okay. No, it's G-A-T-O. It's not Gattox. It's being clever.
I hate clever people.
If someone sat in his room cheating once a week.
Okay, fair enough. Cheating.
So yeah, please do vote for us. And Tony, you'll explain it.
Yeah, please vote. Podcast Alley. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and the subject and a comment if you wish, because we read out the best comments. As I say, we need your votes. Please do.
It doesn't take long.
A vote for punk is a vote for justice.
It is.
And all that. And we have some good votes though so far this month. It is only the fourth today.
It helps with our childish arrogance as well.
Yeah, our egos.
But yeah, come on.
Childish arrogance.
Help out my childish arrogance. Vote punky.
Excellent. Right. Good skills. The absolute bollocks. Top quality banter. Top quality music. Bit concerned with the undertone of violent homoeroticism. I'm not touching anything. But Tony seems more than happy with it, so who am I to comment? PJ, age 34 and a half.
Blimey.
That's PJ, there you go. Always laughing my arse off. I got a bit distracted then by the strange noises in my head.
Yeah, because them clangers again, wasn't it?
Yeah, bastards. It might be my headphones being too large now. Gooper. Hey, you wanking smacktards.
Hello.
I've been always listening for some time
always
now.
Always listening.
And I've been enjoying all of your antics and features. Checked out the items on Cafe Press. Not sure which one's getting the most votes, but I'm liking the larger image.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind seeing a few of these wrapped around a young lady's bottom.
Well, do something about it then.
Buy one. Twat. Still listening to some of the older shows. I think Joe needs to be given another chance.
No.
No.
I say no to Joe. Especially, have they spelled it J-O-E?
It's yeah, exactly.
It's not a fella.
No.
We've got a guest coming in the fortnight.
Normally
anyway.
Joe says no to me, so we could say no to Joe as well.
Yeah, true. Fair point.
Yeah. But not anymore. My Scottish workmate has been trying to say purple burglar alarm for some time in a Scotch accent. He sounds just like that last recording you had. All garbled, as if with marbles in his cheeks.
Oh, with garbles, as if with marbles.
No, not the cheeks in his pants, you wankers.
Butt cheeks.
The ones in his face. Like that tune by The Scourge, Bunch of Cunts. Always put a smile on my face. Too bad I couldn't put a bunch of cunts on the face.
Yeah, alright, mate.
Anyway, you guys rock. Keep up the good work. A poog. That's from Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Jack.
I voted. Happy now?
Yes.
Hi there, Debbie Radio. Long time listener, first time caller.
Hey.
So anyway, I work for an incredibly dull and conservative Big C trade body. Is that conservative?
Got cancer.
I don't know. Works for cancer. That would be awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Is that conservative? When I turned up without a tie, shock horror, it was talked about for days. To mention the fact that I don't play golf, except after a bottle of tequila, and only if I get a chance to drive the buggy.
A little bit of night potting.
I don't really fit in. Still, it pays the bills. Anyway,
looks
I was
like
having
I
lunch
to roll
the other
you
day.
Over and play the back nine.
I was having lunch the other day. Hummus and pita.
Tasty.
I'm not a fucking hippie. It's nice. We like
it is
hummus.
Nice. I like hummus.
I like hummus.
I like pita.
And whilst you'd like pita and hummus. And while looking for a place...
You like
a plate
of the homo.
A plate which to place my Mediterranean smorgasbord. It's nice. I found an engraved one. Engraved with my dull conservative employee's coat of arms. Yes, is that pompous and jumped up? It actually has its own coat of arms. I sighed, prepared to go with my chickpea-based request. Mm. It's nice. We know. We like hummus. When I noticed the motto inscribed on said pompous arse coat of arms, it said Semper Vigilans, which, as I'm sure you know from your immense knowledge of Latin, roughly translates as always looking.
Always looking with the pompous hummus. Always looking pompous hummus.
And brought a little punky smile to my terminally dull day. Say a little Semper Vigilans for me, will ya?
Alright.
Cheers, Patchy.
Thank you, Patchy.
There you go. Best damn podcast.
Yes.
Most awesome podcast ever. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Word of the week suggestion, cunt eyes. It really is self-explanatory from Mr. Bones.
Yeah, you're missing the point
not
there.
Getting the point, really,
you're
are you,
the
about
point
that?
There. Yeah. Is that from Jay from South Africa?
That's from Jean-Pierre.
Jean-Pierre, yeah, which is Jay Bones. Our South African connection. Who sent us a CD that we haven't got yet. Where's all our post gone?
Long time passing.
Some fuckers had it.
Wow!
We think we know who.
Wow, Tony, you were right. I just listened up to past shows. No, I'll read that again. Tony, you were right, because I don't hear it enough. Tony, you were right.
Get on with it.
I just listened to the past shows and realised I do sound extremely angry. I'm not. Honestly, I'm a very happy person. What makes me mad is people that act like smacktards.
Grr.
They both me. I don't know what. I can't know what that means.
They both you.
They both me. Here's your vote. Love you guys.
You.
From Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Cool. And finally, yeah, go go Punky, you weirdos. Who
is that Alan the Canardan?
Yes.
Right.
Alan, also known as Catherine Carol
Alan,
Caroline.
A.K.A.
the Canardan. Bob. The Canardan connection.
I'm being nice to Canardans this week.
Well, I love Canardans.
Yeah.
Well, some of them.
Well, you talk to them late at night.
Yeah, I'll stop doing that. Yeah, go go Punky, you weirdos. All who right. refuse to act like normal adults. Long live the trouserless shoe scampi.
Very good.
That's from Pedro, the illegal Spanish immigrant.
You trouserless shoe scampi.
Ah, very odd.
Hey, Pedro. Hello, Pedro. Concrete Jungle, Tone.
It is, isn't it?
Concrete Jungle. Cool. With the Concrete Jungle Festival only weeks away, spaces on the Chaos stage are disappearing fast. To get your band on at the first major punk fest of 2007, contact Jungle Festival on the email below. I'll read that in a minute. And they will get you sorted for a slot on the event, everyone, including Kerrang TV is talking about. We really want to showcase new and young bands, and what better way to do it than to play at a major festival alongside punk icons such as Sham 69, Discharge, Vice Squad, Sponge, Don't Like Sponge, Long Story, Anti-Nowhere League and the Cockney Rejects, to name but a few. From the 20th to the 22nd of April, the Concrete Jungle Festival in Canberra Sands is hosting a Get Up and Play Today facility for any bands coming to the festival as paying guests. Tickets are £90 per person for 3 days of music and mayhem, plus all accommodation included, and all within easy staggering distance of the facilities you could want. You can even bring your own beer. For further information, contact Oonagh, O-O-N-A-G-H, at jacktheladproductions.com or call 07922 026 280 now. Don't miss out on your chance to perform to the festival crowds. Now, we will put Jack the Lad Promotions on our top friends.
Cool.
So if there are any bands that would like to get on at that festival in Canberra Sands, which is the scene of my first ever sunburn, by the way, but that's another story.
Oh, is there a plaque?
There should be. Well, actually, yeah, it's all the skin off my back.
Nice.
All came off in one go.
Okay.
But yeah, and Una's my mate.
Yes, from... Yeah, does Punk-Aid as well, yeah?
She does Punk-Aid, so we might even swap Punk-Aid for Jack the Lad for the week. But if you are an up-and-coming punk band and you'd like to get on at a proper punk festival...
Is there an age limit?
Get in touch. For what, upwards or downwards?
Yeah. Downwards. Can I apply?
Well, you can if you like, Tone.
Brilliant.
I'll choose
a band.
I'll recommend that. I'll say, should any band come through purporting to be anything to do with Tony Herm, block them. but yeah, so
wicked.
That's there. Right, have you got a twat?
Yes. Caught me unaware then.
Sorry.
I forgot I was doing that. Yes, I do have a twat. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, and please do email me, because I'm lonely.
Please do.
But I'm not. Tony at punkradio.com with a twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for nomination, but, and, you know, don't forget, where they're from. I went through a dry twat period, and then it got okay again, but now it's getting all dry again. So I need more twats.
We've been a bit dry this week.
Yeah, and we're late.
Yeah, we're late and dry.
It's a bit boring. We twat's late. So, this is from Ems.
Oh, Ems.
Hello, Tony. I have a very serious twat. In fact, two twats. They're called Christine and Margaret. They're from the Black Horse Pub in Bent Helham in Hearts. Basically, my dad works for these witches.
I think that's
witches.
Actually Brent Pelham.
Brent Pelham?
She's changed it to Bent Helham.
Is it a local thing, is it?
Yeah, I reckon that's Brent Pelham.
Okay.
Yeah.
God.
Phoenix
you
Pelham.
You are Mr. Hertfordshire.
Phoenix Pelham. Is the place where I thought the pigeon was a statue, and then when I went up to pick it up, it flew off.
Right.
Get the fuck out of it.
So what's it, Brent Pelham?
Brent Pelham, I think it is. Bent Helham's good, though.
I like it.
Bent Helham is good. Let's have some zombie ghost then.
Okay, basically, my dad works these witches. He's a 30-odd year experienced chef, double of Gordon Ramsay, but better. One day, these slags were trying to tell him how to cook and cut a sausage. How they have the cheek to tell an experienced chef how to cook a sausage, I do not know. These are one of many things where they're well cheeky in a very idiotic way. They have the cheek to bounce his checks wages and say they stopped them.
Well,
why the fuck did they stop them in the first place?
Yeah.
It's just as bad as fucking bouncing them. Basically, they're thick as shit.
Thicker than pig shit.
And don't have a clue on running a business, treating my dad like a child, etc.
Treat my dad like a child.
I'm voting these as twat because they're the worst people any of us have ever come across in our lives.
Fair enough.
And that's some M's.
That's some M's. Well, there you go,
so,
then.
Christine and Margaret from the Black Horse Pub in Brent Pelham
is a twat.
There you go.
Yeah, excellent. That's a good one this week.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Ems.
Don't forget, Tony at punkradio.com. Title and email is a twat.
Yes, and we do like them the same way we like Poetry Corner that we're low on. Although we haven't done any updates, we can't really blame everyone, can we? We never go around the website. Anyway, Tony, next up, Blind Assassins.
Right.
6 Feet Under, the CD's called. There's 9 tracks on it. Now, yep. we played Rosemary's Baby for the Halloween show last year.
Right.
But we're going to play track two this time. So far, we've played 666, yeah.
Okay.
We played Any Scarfing in a Bottle. And now we're playing Death.
We're playing Death.
Death. Yeah. But what I want to know is, Tone, what is the Blind Assassins MySpace page?
BlindAssassins.com.
I'm going to ask you a question again and explain to you why you've lost the point. What is the Blind Assassins MySpace page?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, too late, mate. I'm sorry, I have to accept your first answer.
I thought it said website.
It's Tony 1, Paulie B on the internet 2. When you listen back, you know I was right.
No arguments here, you know.
No,
that's
arguments
fine.
There, right?
No.
So, yeah, they will be
the
on
bleach,
our...
The bleach blois they, and all that. They will no be arguments
on our,
here.
They will be on our top friends.
Uh-huh.
Tony, get clever with me. I'll just flick your fucking neck, mate.
Don't do that.
Exactly.
You don't want to see me cry.
Back in your place. Otherwise...
It's not a pretty picture.
Flicky, flicky, flicky on the neck. I'm flicking the mic. It could be your neck. It could be your clit. Right. So, here goes then. Blind Assassins.
You scary man. Yes.
All set?
Yeah.
And we'll be selling out after this.
Okay.
All right. I'm living in a cold dark hair. Last to a warm-eyed man in the hood. I should stand down in my hood. Push to a bump of skull and bones. I can impose the screams and moan. Death and heaviness have a place. I'm in the night and skill to breathe. Death by any other name. Death has been spells the same. Death by any other name. Death has been spells the same. I'm living in a cold dark hell. Last to warm my bed in the hood. I shoot them now if I could. Push to a bump of skull and bones. I can hear groans and screams and moans. Death looms heavy in this hyper place. I'm in the diamond skin of the grave. Death by any other name. Death has as sweet as spells the same. Death by any other name. Death has as sweet as spells the same. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I like that. There's a bit of a psychobilly,
yeah,
angle to that. I like it. Well done, Blind Assassins.
Angles.
As I say, like if you would like to find out more about the Blind Assassins, the album's called 6 Feet Under, and they will be on our MySpace Top Friends. Right, it's time to sell out, Tony. And you know what? I've done a good professional job on it.
Excellent.
And here is the proof. So, okay, Tony. So,
yeah, mate.
I was looking at GoDaddy.com again,
because
I still don't think we've managed to sum them up in one paragraph, but anyway, I've tried to simplify the basic things they do, all right?
Yeah.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, and SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
Of course. You can get it through them, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping... And, check this out, everybody, easy podcasting.
Really?
Yeah, they've got a special podcasting thing on it as well. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site. And if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK because, Tony...
Of the great exchange rate, baby.
Yes. And because there is now a new PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker.
Yes.
It's enough.
Exactly.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. How professional was that?
It's very well done.
I wrote that at 3 o'clock this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm a martyr to the Punky cause.
Did it include the quote code for the UK one?
Yeah, Punky 2.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's the number two.
Number two. Excellent.
Do you know what? A really funny thing happened to me on the way down here, Tone.
What? Okay.
Yeah. I drove down here. My sat-nav broke down. Iranian waters. Right.
At least you made it.
What can you tell me about Cafe Press?
Well, a little less. We have a Cafe Press merchandise store. And I say merchandise because it's not just t-shirts.
It's not.
CafePress.com/PunkyRadio or go to PunkyRadio.com and hit the store link on the left-hand side. We have on there
four or five different styles of t-shirt with four or five different designs, and also two thongs.
Two thongs?
Two thongs. Two thongs,
thongs
don't make
thick.
It right. But also, because it's Cafe Press, we can also add things on there like
we can
mouse mats,
stuff.
Mugs, clocks.
If you want anything.
If you want anything, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, just saying I'd like some. I'd like the Punky Radio logo on a mug or something like that.
Yeah, or any message,
or
anything
like that.
Any quote, or we can personalise
we'll
it for
you. Yeah.
Paulie B and Tony think that so and so is a twat, for example. We can do that, can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And is a twat mug, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
It'd be great. You're listening right now to Mike Roscope. We've got some new beds coming up. I know I keep threatening this.
Yes.
Like everything else.
Yes.
This show is going to take a... It's going to take a bi-monthly major change.
Is it?
Yeah. Not for a few weeks, but it's going to be even better than it is now.
Really?
Because it's going to be like this every week, then a bit different the week after, then like this again, then a bit different the week after. Oh, it's going to be it's more work for me.
I'm always learning.
You don't have to do anything different.
Brilliant.
I'll be doing all the work.
I love it.
Trust me.
Sounds good
but
to me.
But it'll just mean that it'll mix things up a little bit more than it does now.
All right.
And it'll mean that we can introduce even more fans and bands across the land. And...
Yes.
We should have Osama the Month next week, and we're still waiting for Ruby Bresnop.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tone.
Yes.
This is Sweatmaster. Indeed. Sweatmaster, Steamboat. That is the B-side to the single Dirty Rabbit. Dirty Rabbit is from the album Tom Tom Bullet.
Dirty Rabbit.
One of the best albums I've ever heard. Sweatmaster are, of course, from Turku in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And we are fans of theirs.
Yes.
And they quite like us, isn't it? Which is nice.
Do they?
What I'd like to know is, Tony, though, Sweatmaster are signed to a label called Bad Afro Records.
Yeah.
What is Bad Afro Records' website?
badafrorecords.dk.
It's badafro.dk.
Oh,
it gets in there again. It's that's Tony 1, Paulie B 3. Yeah. You got some catching up to do here, son, after your thrashing last
week.
It was
5.5 to a half last week, though. I can't
believe it. Was, yeah, it was. That will never happen again,
I
trust me.
I need to let you win.
Hey, Tone, you know how we are out on the hussyskunk.com
yes.
Internet punk radio station?
Yeah.
So some new time slots for us.
Ooh.
We still go out at 6 p.m. EST.
EST.
Trip to the moon, which is the same as before. We now also go out
yep.
Wednesday, 11 p.m. EST.
Right.
And Friday, 10 a.m.
10 a.m.?
Yeah, but it's only 10 a.m. there in another part of the world. See, the thing is, Tony, somewhere in the world, we're always on at night. So it's all right. But yeah, Wednesday, 11 p.m. and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that is what? So 10 a.m, thereabouts, about 5 hours behind us, isn't it? So that's 3 in the afternoon. Mm. Wednesday is 4 in the morning and Sunday is 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's all
GMT.
Right. Yeah, GMT.
I prefer GMT to EST.
Yeah.
GMT is the correct time.
It is.
It's the Greenwich Mean Time, and I mean it. Greenwich means it. The rest of them are just open. Greenwich means it.
So that's hussyskunk.com.
Hussyskunk.com. And
cool.
And that's where all the CDs came from that Benny,
Benny
is loving.
One. Yeah.
If you've got an idea of how good the music is on there, Benny is your witness.
Yeah.
So do check out hussyskunk.com. And those of you who are tuning in to us on Hussy Skunk right now, hi, she is.
Thank you.
Always Cat nice Mantra. To Cat Mantra. Tony. Yeah.
Yes.
Cat Mantra from Mantra 2 will be coming into Punky Radio in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. He'll have news about the band and a few stories about Adam Ant, as well as news about Ant Fest. I put down Ant Aid here, it's not his Ant Fest.
Nice.
Which takes place in Birmingham in a few weeks' time. You can find out a bit about them in advance via myspace.com/Mantra2. And that's MATRA and the number 2. Oh, I said number 2.
Who?
But Cat Mantra is going to be a laugh, and he's got some fantastic Adam Ant stories.
Right, cool.
He's in the band. His drummer is Terry Lee Mile, who we were hoping to get on the show, but then basically bottled it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is he scared of us?
Yeah.
Aww.
So Cat's coming instead.
Stage
so
fright.
That will be in a fortnight's time, and that we should be able to get the show back to normal in terms of when it goes out then. Because we're going to be late next week as well, because it's Easter.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
What day are we doing next week?
Well, we'll be
Tuesday.
At least a day late, won't we, I would think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Tone, my friend Lizzie in Newport, I meant to mention her last week, because I mean, when I drove from Aberystwyth to Bristol, and I stopped off, saw Clive from Doctor of the Medics in Brecon, then I then stopped off to have a cup of tea with Lizzie in Newport. And I said that I'd mention her on the show, because I did a MySpace profile for her. That's the one that I just completely fucked about on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And said people I'd like to meet, Paulie B, he's dreamy.
Yeah.
and she's never bothered doing anything about it, so it is funny. And it's, what is it? What's her, I think she's myspace.com/FoxyGen. Right. FoxyGen.
Right.
Worth a look. It's quite funny, basically. But she sent me this text saying, I'll switch the phone off for time being, but the gist of it was, she said, it's National Good Looking Day.
Mm.
If you know someone good looking, send them a text to let them know. Don't bother sending me one. I've already had hundreds. Love, Lizzie.
Yeah.
So I sent her a text back saying, look, love, the only thing you've had hundreds of is cocks. And I said I'd mention that.
Nice.
Stayed at Felix and Charlie's the other day. They're getting married this Saturday. Obviously, I didn't ring them up last night.
No.
The last time I did, the phone was off, and it was because the wedding had to be postponed because of crazy brain stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they're taking it easy this week. But the last time I stayed at their house, I left my toothpaste at home. And you know how we've had toothpaste discussions on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Re the spearmint tingler.
Yeah.
Right. And the polo blowjo. So I said, yeah, the toothpaste. Use our toothpaste, that's fine. So I used it, and it's this fucking new age, namby-pamby, wouldn't you guess it, Charlie, for fuck's, always looking.
Always looking, yeah.
Yeah, she's a right fucking Guardian reader, right? always looking. And so this toothpaste was made out of myrrh.
Right.
Yeah, embalming fluid.
Nice.
You know, the three wise men delivering toothpaste to their flat in Itchen, right? So I'm cleaning my teeth with myrrh.
Right.
Embalming fluid, you know. My teeth should now last for all time. Right, that's what I'm working on the basis is. In thousands of years' time, when they open up the pyramid I've undoubtedly been buried in, all that will be left will be the faint aroma of punk rock and my teeth.
And your teeth.
Yeah. So yeah, I clean my teeth with myrrh.
Nice.
Quite nice, isn't it?
What did it taste like?
It's fucking horrendous. It embalmed the inside of my mouth. Ooh. It all went dry. It just dried my mouth up completely. And I went, you know, in Me, Myself and Irene, when Jim Carrey gets cotton mouth.
Yeah.
When he can't, and he just starts slavering. So I'm like, yeah, it was like that. There's this toothpaste with myrrh in it. Don't fucking have it. I know right. that we already sell out, but mate, Aquafresh. You don't go wrong with
it,
do you, really?
It's alright, innit?
Aquafresh is alright. There's no fucking. Basically, Tone, I'm
made
gonna,
from 100% squirrel. And that's how I
gonna,
like it.
I am now going to do an advert for Aquafresh.
It's got sell out.
Aquafresh. Mmm. Not made out of cunt stuff. Will you say something?
Yeah. Okay. I hate it when you do that.
I know. You should have something prepared, mate. I'm prepared.
Should I tell you about my laptop?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. I spent recently. I've just bought a new laptop.
This is brilliant. actually brilliant.
And it's better than Paul's.
Yeah.
He's
got an additional reason why it's better now.
I bought it
well.
From a shop where I don't think I'm going to tell you which shop it is now.
Don't tell him yet.
Until in future shows, maybe.
Yeah.
It didn't have a power supply with it. So it was cheap. It was like £100 off because it didn't have a power supply with it. So brilliant. I picked it up from there. This is, oh, because it hasn't got power supply, we couldn't blank it. So when you take it home, can you just blank it for us? And I thought, no.
It should have been blanked anyway, surely.
It should have been blanked because I thought it was new. But when it's in the shop, they've got all this like software on it. Buy this PC. I thought, well, it'll be that with the demo software on it.
They might have put some demo software on there, right.
And all that kind of stuff. So I'll do that, that's fine.
Yeah.
Didn't think anything of it, got it home. No. Just used it anyway.
Well, you wouldn't, would you?
No, of course you wouldn't. Then this morning...
Tone, just hold on 1 second, will you? Right, because I want to play for this bit. I want to play Cop Show.
Okay.
By Marv. I just want
to...
This deserves music. Yeah, this deserves music. Here we go. This is Marv's one. I like to play Marv stuff. It keeps him happy. It does. It'll start in a minute.
Okay.
All right, so keep going.
This morning, I don't know why, I was just looking around the computer and noticed that there's another profile on it from somebody I don't know.
All right.
In the C drive, there's document settings, and there's a folder for each person using it, and one of them is this random name in there.
Right.
So,
this is a bit porny, isn't it?
It is a bit. If it's CD, I like it. So I was having a browse around there.
Having a peruse.
And then just some pictures.
Some random pictures?
Just some random pictures. I thought it was worth having a look. So I opened one up, and it's just off some bloke in bed with no clothes on.
Oh, yeah.
So I closed it.
So you thought,
But there were more.
Oh, there were more, Tony.
I thought, should I carry on looking?
You've got to be always looking in a situation like this.
There was a list, and I clicked on the second one, but I thought, I'll skip a few ahead.
Right.
So I clicked on the seventh, and that was a bird.
Yeah. It was a bird, yeah.
So then
I told you
about it. She had just a bra on the bed and just
a bra
looking
and panties?
Posing
was she
towards
looking
the
a bit
camera.
Cheeky?
And went, ooh, would you like to see more, sir?
Was she doing the same thing that I do that worries you?
Yes.
That face.
Exactly that face, yeah.
That picture. my pastry stunner look.
That's the one. So then I told you about it. Yeah. So we both.
So I said, open them all.
Let's look at all of them.
Yeah.
And they got exceedingly dirtier as they got on.
This is brilliant. This is brilliant.
And then there was the pictures of her in the bath.
Her in the bath.
Her in the bath.
Strategically placed bubbles, sir.
Not really.
Legs akimbo. Legs akimbo. Yeah. Well, I didn't look close up at that one.
Yeah.
Can you see everything she had for dinner?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, we might have to open that one again.
No, you don't want to see it again.
I do. I didn't see it the first time.
Okay.
It's only fair, isn't it?
I'll email
I've got
it
to get one look. I don't want an email. I want to look at it on your computer.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So, anyway, the upshot of it is what? What are you going
to
do?
I don't know what to do yet. You suggested
sell it to the papers!
You suggested I phone the Sun up and say, you know that Gary Glitter story when he took his PC to PC World and they found porn on it? Well, I've done the opposite.
We've got it the opposite way around.
So I might do that. I don't know yet.
You get thousands. Thousands.
And get someone sacked. Because I'm pretty sure...
You won't get them sacked because when they show the thing, they'll black out the faces in there.
Right. But I'm pretty sure the person whose pictures they are works at the shop I got it from because I don't think it was somebody else's.
That's probably the person that actually sold it to you.
No, because she was a nice little girl.
But why would they have say blanket if they've...
Because they have software on it that runs. You go into a shop, like, whatever.
Yeah, but
shop,
I mean, she must have known there was stuff on it that needed to be wiped off.
No, it was some of the demo stuff.
Oh, okay. You sure about that?
I don't know.
Sure about that.
I'm going to go back in there and just have a little look.
Because surely there was another power lead in the shop somewhere.
But they could have paired up with.
I think she wanted to get her mate in trouble. And I think you should get her in trouble and earn a few fucking thousand quid.
I might do. I don't know yet.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to do something.
Might see him in the sun in a couple of days' time, looking distressed.
I think it was so funny.
These pictures made me cry.
It was so funny.
By Tony Hearn.
Yeah.
By the way, listen to Punky.
Claims direct. I'm mostly scarred by a computer. I thought, this is your chance.
God, I was just in the living room, looking for my computer, and suddenly I was blind!
Yeah. Oh, the terrible, terrible images of legs akimbo, bird in the bath. It got in the way of all the donkey porn.
And all the pictures were dated Christmas Day, next like 2 up. In the morning. Anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it?
Isn't it sweet?
My Christmas.
It's Christmas. Let me take a picture of your arse.
No, because look, once you've sold your story to the papers, she'll then be able to sell her story to the papers. My Christmas sacking nightmare hell. Everyone's a winner.
I'd have to move from Tony Towers, though.
No, you wouldn't.
Because they'd come and find me.
What, because of all the paparazzi hanging around outside?
That's right. The ones that aren't there already.
None of them are going to...
Curse you, paparazzi. I can't go anywhere.
Right, none of the paparazzi are going to come down to Tony fucking Towers, because the chavs will nick their cameras. Right. Track 5, Corrision. We've played these before. Friends of the show, Corrision. We love them. Well, I love them.
I like them.
We played Scarification before. It's very good. We also play Fuckers. This is from an album called The Rushing End. And
it's good.
What I want to know is I want to know their MySpace page, Tony.
MySpace.com/Corrision.
Yes, it is. It's 3-2. You can start this off. Oh, I can start it off. In fact, you can do the thing and we'll talk at the start of this, can't we? Because we've got a little bit to go. Because this is genuine gothic punk.
It is.
It's goth electronic punk. I like it. I like it a lot.
I like the sound of it. It's nice and upbeat.
This is track 4 from the album. This is called Mondrian Face, and this does rock quite a bit.
Oh, here we go. Oh.
Here we go.
The outrages of persistence speaks. I try and decipher what she means. A mission derived from obscurity. Defiant and proud of her history. The image is stuck in my head. I wanna know, how can I take this again? How can I take this again? How can I take this again? I wanna live. I wanna be there.
I do like that.
You do
it's
like
not
that,
usually
don't
my kind of thing, but no, I do like it.
You're into that band, mate. You'd love them live. They're fantastic as well. Fantastic. This is the Dead Sixes, of course.
They got
spammed up as well, didn't they?
So someone spammed us with their profile, didn't they?
Yeah.
So it wasn't the big dirty bastard that really killed us, but...
No, someone spammed us. So we better get in touch with Dead Sixes, actually, to let them know that someone's...
I think the account's been deleted.
Well, I went on there yesterday and it was there.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, MySpace was lying to me yet again then.
Well, maybe it had been... Fucking MySpace. Maybe it had been bastards. Suspended or something. We'll check it out.
Yeah, okay.
We'll check it out.
Let's not go into too much, but it said...
What I would like to talk about right now, Tone, is iTunes.
iTunes.
Now, we thought there was some jiggly-pokery going on with iTunes and BT Podshow, but there wasn't. And this is my bit. I've got to say, BT Podshow have been fantastic this week because we did, mysteriously, after saying to BT Podshow what the fuck is going on, suddenly lots of things got done, didn't they? And we were suddenly featured at Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
And whether it was anything to do with BT Podshow or not, we were suddenly in the comedy featured comedy section of UK iTunes. At the moment, we're on page one.
All right,
we're on the first page of it as well. So, thank you very much, BT Podshow. And if you do get the chance to go there, there are a lot of good shows on there.
Right.
Do check it out. And you're in charge of our BT Podshow page. What have you done this week, Tony? Well, BT Podshow added a couple of things for us, didn't they? They put on an iTunes link on the page.
iTunes links on there.
They're doing their stuff.
I've been on there and dug a few people, you know.
Have you? Get on there and dig us.
Well, two chicks.
That's all right, mate. You dig chicks or all you like.
I do, you know. Only because
makes
they look like might listen to the show.
Makes a change. You used to dig them up. And thank you very... This is me being friendly and nice, isn't it? Thank you very much to Chantel.
Yes.
One of our favourite Canardians. Who did a screen capture of...
Is she now our official?
Canardian iTunes.
iTunes with you.
She is our official... Canardian and iTunes always looking.
What she could do, she could record herself reading them out.
That'd be brilliant.
We'd play that.
Chantel, if you can do that.
There you go.
You can be our Canardian. Anyway, the point is, we want you to review us on iTunes. And Tony, as usual, you've done nothing about the US one, even though there's millions on there.
Correct, Mundo.
You getting that for next week?
Yeah.
You promise?
No. Yes.
Fair enough.
Of course I will. I was going to do it today, but we were a bit of a rush.
We've got two new Canardan and iTunes. Thank you very much, Chantel. First one from Jay. Punky's great, by far the best podcast out there. 5 stars, a great listen.
She's right.
Was this review helpful? Yes.
Yes, it was.
And then Punky World, 5 stars, by Punk Rock. The essential podcast for the punk fan. The combination of silly chatter and the best punk rock from all over the world. I've listened so much now that I think I've developed a British accent.
Wicked.
Punk rock. Thank you very much, punk rock. That might be punk rock chick, mightn't it? Might be, don't know, punk
might
rock.
Be, yeah.
But anyway, thank you very much, Canardan and iTunes listeners. We do read out your iTunes if we can get hold of them. For example, Australian iTunes, we don't know what on earth's going on down there. If you're listening in Australia, you can do a screen capture of our iTunes reviews. Email it, paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you have a poetry corner, we haven't done a poetry corner in a few weeks. If you've got a poem you'd like to write for us or one you've written already, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email poetry corner. And we haven't had a judgmental in a while, so if you've got anything for the judge to judge, he's controversial, but he's all right. I've still got the cinnamon gum. I can slip into my crazy alter ego anytime you like with a bit of cinnamon gum. Send your what needs judging to paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, judgmental.
Yeah.
There's nothing else we have to do about that, is there? That's about it for what's missing.
Yeah, if you can, done is a twat, they need to email me for twats, they really do.
Last thing to talk about, Tony, you're in London Town this weekend, aren't
you?
Yes. And you might come to Lechworth on Saturday.
I think so, looks like 99.9% sure.
Because I've got my gigs in Hertfordshire this weekend. You can details on lastminutecomedy.com, but I'm in Hitchin on Friday.
Yay.
And Lechworth on Saturday.
Yay.
Come on.
And so will I be.
Great gigs. Good Friday. It's going to be a great Friday. Oh, my agent got completely confused. I was talking to my agent the other day and... I think she'd started work a bit earlier than usual and she'd been working a bit hard.
Right.
And she said, oh, do you know what? I might come down to Hitchin on Good Monday. well, you can come down if you like. I'm sure it'll be a very good Monday. But it'll be a very good Friday. Change the advertised bill. It's not Stephen Grant and Mickey Flanagan. It's Steve Best and Mickey Flanagan. And Steve Best is Frank Skinner's support act. So it's going to be a great show.
Right, cool.
And Saturday night is Stan Stanley.
Yeah.
Who goes out with Nina Conti. Well, he's married to Nina Conti. Who's Tom Conti's daughter, and she's got the monkey. Nina Conti with the monkey.
Right. I'm not doing that. About.
She's got a... She's a ventriloquist. Got a monkey out.
Okay.
It's a dirty monkey.
Dirty monkey.
It's a mucky monkey. It's a mucky monkey.
Nice.
But yeah, Stan Stanley and Sean Collins, the crazy Canardan.
Cool.
Who's doing the comedy store in London Town first, so he's going to be a bit late up. But they're going to be great shows. Make sure that you try and get down to one of them if you are in the area.
That's about it, I think.
Oh, cool. Last week I did a gig in Preston on Friday night.
Yeah.
And this crazy goth gave some punky flyers out. Greetings to any of our listeners, new listeners in Preston. I did the University of Lancashire.
Mm.
And she'd gone down there particularly to watch a comic called Rob Deering, who is a musical act, and I'm a musical act also. So obviously, right. You like one, you like another, don't you?
Yeah.
She thought I was fucking magic. Quite frankly, I thought she was pretty magic too when she sent through the MySpace thing going, you're really good. I thought, nice tits. Right, so, obviously, she
it's
was
like
added.
A window into your world, isn't it? Nice tits.
Nice tits. I won't be denying that one.
And is that what you replied in the message as well?
Do you know...
Because you do tend to do that.
I do
think,
tend...
I think aloud and write aloud at the same time.
Yeah, I do tend to say what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I didn't. I think... oh, no, she said... when I got home, my mouth hurt. Right? And she said, I'd better not... try and explain why or something or other. So I sent her a message back going, I've had a look in your profile, I've been through all your pictures, you've got a boyfriend, I'm not interested. Anyway,
nice.
But thanks. Is she called Lucy?
I can't remember.
You can't remember, because you had a look as well, you fucker.
Did I?
Yeah.
When was it?
I can't. I'll try and remember what she's called. I'll tell you next week, Tom.
All right. Right, okay.
But yeah, thank you very much to her for the ad. We've had quite a few ads this week, actually. It's been good.
Mm.
It's been good. And it was a very good gig in Preston. And then I had a gig in Tiverton on Monday night.
Yep.
Tiverton.
And you got some great pictures, didn't you?
Got some great pictures from it, yeah. There was someone was sneakily taking photos I didn't know about, and for once I didn't mind, because they came out brilliant.
Yeah.
Even took one of me on the sound check. So I've put... a picture of the sound check and a picture of the actual me on stage at the gig on my MySpace page, myspace.com/PaulB_Edwards.
Yeah.
So you can see what I was wearing for the sound check and then what I was wearing for the gig. It looks like he's trying to dress up like a teenager again, isn't he?
In combats.
He's dressing young. He's dressing young, but he gets away with it.
Wow.
That's about it, isn't it? We better do the last song.
Yeah.
Felix and Charlie get married on Saturday, Tone.
Excellent. All the best.
So
goes well.
I only thought, seeing as the wedding is at Hitchin Registry offices, and I will be there as a witness.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm always looking.
Always looking.
And the theme is red and black, so the beard and the hair will be re-dyed.
Oh, I could have worn my dress if I was invited.
You're not invited.
Okay.
and the Bleach Boys are from Hitchin. I thought only fair to...
The Bleach Boys.
The Beach Boys, yeah. The Bleach, and also, there's a little button on our page saying, add the fucking Beach Boys. Bleach Boys. Yeah. Add the fucking Bleach Boys, right? Especially. Add the Bleach Boys. And
yes.
Do add the Bleach Boys. And the reason we're playing this as well is because the Bleach Boys next week are doing gigs in Berlin and Leipzig.
Is that next week?
Next week, but I can't go now because I'm going to be in Bahrain.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you about that next week.
Fucking hell.
I've got a gig in Bahrain. I'll fly on Friday the 13th. Oh, goodness. So, we're going to play, to fit in with all of this, bearing in mind that at the moment there are 15 of our servicemen currently being held in Tehran.
Right.
And you know the text that went around, there's 40 men, one woman, guess who was directing? Guess who was in charge of directions? But, yeah, right.
Yeah.
There's 15 of... Right, so working backwards, right, there are 15 of our servicemen being held against their will and against our will and unjustly, in our opinion, but it might prove to be justly, in Tehran, right?
Mm.
Working backwards from that, then the fact that the Bleach Boys are going to be in Germany, which is obviously, as far as English people are concerned, the home of dirty porn. Right?
It's great, Germany.
And going back further, that Felix and Charlie are about to get wed this Saturday. See how all this... fits in, mate.
Right.
We've played the song before, we're playing it again, and this is from an EP called Taking the O Out of Country. It's by the Bleach Boys. What is the Bleach Boys website address?
Bleachboys.com.
It's thebleachboys.co.uk.
Oh,
but this is the title, Tone. This is the title. I haven't even plumbed it in yet, I don't think, but I'm going to plumb it in now. Here it goes. There we go. This is the title, mate. This is it. Now, you know, basically,
you set it
from
up.
What I've just said, yeah.
My
I married up. A lesbian sex commando.
fucking brilliant.
Oh yeah. What a great show it's been. I've really enjoyed that a lot, you know. And
as absence makes the heart go fonder.
And that is the Beach Boys. If you are in the Berlin or Leipzig stroke Leipzig area over the weekend of the 13th and 14th of April, try and check out the Beach Boys. Now, I just want to, if you have been enjoying this show and you're in one of the following countries, you might be able to on and try and get it on Pirate FM.
Pirate, yeah.
Wicked Radio. We love Wicked Radio. Check out wickedradio.org. These are the FM relays. It's all FM. 88.9, Edgerton, Wisconsin, 88.9 Ontario, 90.5 Milan, Italy, 90.5 Palmyra Island, 171 San Diego, California, 171 Egg Harbor, Wisconsin, 171 Radio Free Russia, 88.9 Voice of North Korea, 88.9 Johannesburg, South Africa, and 88.9 Antananarivo, Madagascar.
Nice.
Check it out. We love Wicked Radio. We are 15 different pirates. We're in North Korea. Make sure you vote for us, podcastally.com, or just go to punkyradio.com. You can sort out everything from there. Yeah. Leave us a MySpace comment. Go to BT Pod Show, leave us an iTunes review. Make sure you check out all the top friends on our MySpace page. Visit the bands, buy their stuff.
Yeah. Leave us iTunes reviews if you can, and also subscribe to
subscribe
iTunes.
Subscribe to iTunes, yeah, completely forgot to say that. If you can subscribe to us, that's a great help. That makes a big difference to our ratings on iTunes.
Yes, the subscribe links on both punkyradio.com and the myspace.com/punkyradio to subscribe to iTunes, and also now the BT Podshow page, which is punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
Yes, do check that out. Is there anything we've left out? Next week's show.
There's always bits left over.
Oh,
it's like building a chair.
We'd like some more words of the week as well, but I know we haven't updated our words. We haven't updated the swear Esperanto, no. So it's not really fair to ask you for them. But if you do come up with something, we want words of the week that haven't got swear words in them.
Yeah, because it's the alternatives.
The whole point. No, it should be alternatives. Next week's show, I will have news of the fallout of Felix and Charlie's wedding, what happened in Hitchin at the weekend, and the possibility of me becoming a lecturer. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
Oh, yeah! You're right! But you can't! But you can't, yeah! Gene Austin!
Hey, right, the Gary Glitter thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've just called it the Gary Glitter thing, but the laptop thing that you did so beautifully and eloquently.
Thank you very much.
I'd actually written down in one sentence so that we wouldn't forget any of the bits, just in case you did when you were telling it. I didn't let you know about it. But here goes. This is what I'd pre-seed. Right? This is the thing. The story took quite a long time. This is it. Right. In a row. Tony's laptop, pictures from staff, Gary Glitter, other way round, get money, sell story.
And let's see if I do.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.